And we're joined by the Executive Director of the Arts Council, Mara Hannell, up in Warren. Hi, Mara.
Hi.
A very busy time for you and your staff there at the Arts Council. And among the topics here, the art exhibit in Badger, Minnesota. Tell me about that.
We have our annual show, and every year it moves from community to community. And this year, the art exhibit is in Badger. Like you said, it's up, and the public can come look at the pieces during the day. We have hours. They have hours that they're running every single day this week and into the weekend. And then our artist reception is on Sunday afternoon. And then the artists take their pieces home after that. Or we, your listeners might remember that we do a traveling art show with some of the pieces. So we'll select those and they'll go to libraries, about 12 pieces. And then we also have a relationship now with Senator Mark Johnson's office down at the Capitol in the Senate building, where he takes 4 to 5 pieces of student work that are students from his legislative district and puts them up in his lobby. So we'll taking 5 pieces from our show, packing them up, and then going to his lobby and exchanging the art out and bringing back the 4 pieces that have been up for the last year. So, yeah,
very
it's a nice project.
Yeah.
We have about 60 pieces by adults this year and then about 40 by high school students. So there's 100 pieces of paintings, drawings, sculpture, photography on display at the Badger. This is in the Badger Community Hall is where the art exhibit is. And then our reception is at the community center, which is a couple of doors down on Sunday. So, yeah, big event.
Okay, then on Sunday, March 31st, and a lot of awards being given on Sunday, correct?
We do. We have the juror has been there and selected the winners of the art show itself. We have 8 winners that happen over the adult category and then 8 in the student category. So those are selected and those people receive their checks. And the first place award winner, an adult, actually gets $500 as part of our show, and that's Elizabeth Rockstead out of Ada this year.
Okay.
So Elizabeth won first prize for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 3 of the year award winners. So each year we select 3 key people that have been active in the arts in their life. The artist of the year is like a mid-career or emerging artist, and that's going to go to Jean Honnell of Roseau for her career in rose mauling. She's a rose mauler up there that's done a lot of work. And actually, Ron, Jean has her work right now in our gallery space in East Grand Forks. So that's another way of seeing what Jean does is if people want to visit our gallery. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Arts Advocate of the Year, and that's going to Sherry Kukowski, which she used to be Sherry Krueger. She just recently got married. And she is a math teacher in Badger that's also an artist. She's a mosaic artist. So she's created a very large mosaic in the town of Badger with community help and spearheaded that project. And then she brought our art show to Badger. So we're recognizing Sherry's efforts up there. And then our Lifetime Achievement, that's our big award, and that's going to George French of Crookston for his longtime career in music with organ and piano and doing many different music things out at the University of Minnesota, Crookston. So, yeah,
oh,
so George
great.
Receives our Lifetime Achievement.
That's great.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, George French, I know him well. Great musician, knows his business, and a longtime teacher at UMC, and a really good guy.
Yeah. Yep. It'll be nice to award him lifetime achievement,
sure.
And that's a really large award. It's the same value as receiving our largest artist grant, but there isn't. It's more to just say that you've been an artist your whole life and
mm-hmm.
doing great things, and this is a way of you receiving an award that you can do what you want with the money rather than create a project with it.
Right,
and many
right.
create a project anyway, but some don't, you know. So, yeah.
So as folks view these art pieces, are they for sale?
They are. And we did sell quite a few last year. So the way that you can purchase is to contact usually people talk to me because I have the contact information for the artist, and then we put you in touch with the artist, and they have a piece up that says if it's for sale, it has a price, and then if you pay, make a relationship with them, you can pick it up either on Sunday at the artist reception time when they normally would take their piece, or you can make other arrangements. But we don't do too much with that. We just let the buyer and the seller communicate around the purchase. But we do list the pieces with how much they are. And like I said, last year, I think maybe 10 or so pieces were sold from the art exhibit. So, yeah, nice amount.
And the exhibit again going on now in Badger, Minnesota at the Community Hall in Badger. And the hours, weekdays, are from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., this Saturday from 9 till 3, and then Sunday, of course, the big day. And also on hand for this year's gathering is Sheila Smith. Tell the folks listening who she is and why she'll be there.
Sure. Sheila will be a guest this year. She often comes to our art show to talk about the arts advocacy side of things, or if there was a recent survey done, to give some survey numbers and just to say hello and, you know, greet people. Mm-hmm. So she'll be there this time, and she is the executive director of the Minnesota Citizens for the Arts group, and she will be reporting on the results of the Creative Minnesota report. So we just finished some surveying with economic impact data that relates to our region, Northwest, and then the state as a whole. So she'll have some interesting statistics to share, some handouts. Usually, Ron, she only talks for, you know, maybe a little between 5 to 10 minutes. So it's a small portion of the program, but it is nice to have her on hand to talk about the results of that survey. We're pretty proud of that survey, so that'll be nice.
And she can see how successful you are and what you do with the exhibit too. That's great.
Yes, it is. It is great. So, and it's quite a ways from the Twin Cities this time. She gets to drive to Badger.
Outreach. I like that. Very good.
Yep.
All right. Anything else to chat about today, Mara?
No, we just have, if people want to sign up for our e-newsletter, it's the best way of staying in touch with us. And we are going to have some posts that will happen on the exhibit and on the award winners on our website. So checking out our website, which is our name, Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, is helpful to get more information. Our show, like I mentioned briefly, is Jean Honnell with Kathy Forgett. So Jean's Rosemaling. She's an artist from Roseau with Kathy Forgett's textiles, traditional weavings, and different pieces are up in the gallery, and that will be through the first Art and Wine Walk, which is, let me see here, May 4th? Is that the right Saturday there?
Fast approaching.
Yep, May 4th. So, so you have about a month to view that art before it comes down after May 4th. It's nice to go to East Grand Forks. Our gallery is still within the movie theater mall in the back room of the Riverwalk Artist Shop there as you enter the mall.
All right, take a look. Fiber and Rosemaling. Very good. To find out more about the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, you can give them a call in Warren, area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. Or check out their wonderful website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Have a fun time this weekend, Mara. Thank you.
Thank you.